From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. In Nairobi Monday, Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission announced that incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta had won the rerun presidential election. Wafula Chebukati is chairman of the commission.
Uhuru Kenyatta, 7,483,895.
The commission said Kenyatta got just over 98% of the vote. Turnout for Thursday's voting was just under 39% of the country's 19.6 million registered voters. But the election was boycotted by the opposition. The leader of that group, Raila Odinga, had called on his supporters to boycott the vote, and indeed they did. Protesters blocked polling stations from opening in some opposition strongholds. The October vote was a rerun of the August presidential election, in which voter turnout was 80%. Kenyatta was declared the winner of that vote as well, but the results were thrown out by the Supreme Court because of irregularities in the transmission of results. Paul Manafort, who for a short time last year was President Trump's campaign chairman, has been charged with conspiring against the U.S., money laundering, and lying to the government, all part of a wide-ranging lobbying effort for the former Ukrainian strongman Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort and a former business associate, Rick Gates, were indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington as part of a special counsel criminal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. These allegations did not relate directly to that election. This is VOA News.